Cayuga Power Plant's operations manager, John Cooper, is showing me the path each load of coal takes from the trains that bring it in through to the two turbines that produce the electricity. Only one of the turbines was running on this early spring afternoon.
It's a day-to-day decision. If the economics are there, we would run it.
Cooper is referring to the price of coal compared to the price of natural gas. Coal plants just can't compete with natural gas ones because of the boom in natural gas production in the United States. In 2012, the plant's owners, Upstate New York Power Producers, filed a request with the state to close the plant down. The state determined that there is a need for the up to 300 megawatts of power produced there, so it added a surcharge to local bills to keep it open. The owners then had to submit a plan to transition off of coal. The plan they submitted included four options for switching to natural gas, ranging in price from $60 to $370 million. The plant's chief operating officer, Jerry Goodnow, says the alternative, closing the plant, would mean power has to be imported into the area.
That energy is going to get produced from someplace, and there's a cost to that, and we think we can do it very inexpensively.
But not everyone believes that the state even needs all 300 megawatts. The State Business Council and seven environmental groups co-signed a letter to the Public Service Commission calling for the closure of the plant. Lisa Dix is from one of the co-signers of the letter, the Sierra Club.
Are we just going to remain stuck in a dirty energy past and continue to build out a dirty energy infrastructure that is going to last generations when really we have to make the hard decisions now to move to a renewable energy future?
Dick says the power produced in Lansing could be replaced with renewable sources, increased transmission, and a focus on energy efficiency. But closing the plant would be a hard decision, especially for the town of Lansing. Lansing Supervisor Kathy Miller has submitted comments to the PSC calling for a switch to natural gas. She says that renewable sources of energy just aren't available yet to replace the plant.
Hopefully, we would, as a county and as a state, be working towards sustainability. So I look at this as an interim. And obviously, as I said, it affects our tax base.
In 2012, the plant paid $1.7 million to the town schools, about 10% of the district's revenues. The school district's business administrator, Mary June King, says losing that contribution would make the loss of programming much more likely.
Do we cut kindergarten? Everybody knows it's the best thing for kids. But, you know, when we have to make those choices, it's got to be paid for.
And like many of the towns in Tompkins County, the town of Lansing has a moratorium on hydrofracking. Supervisor Miller acknowledges the contradiction in opposing natural gas exploration in the town while supporting its use at the power plant. But she points to the ban on drilling in the New York City watershed as a reason to ban it around the Finger Lakes.
And I just feel there should almost be the zone around the lakes where, no matter what, drilling isn't allowed.
The state is expected to make its decision by the end of the year. County legislator Carol Chalk wants the PSC to expand the options.
The way this issue is being framed is pitting town against town. It is pitting the need to continue our tax base against those to create renewable energy.
Chalk says the state should reduce the amount of power needed from the Cayuga plant and let them come up with a plan to produce some from solar and hydropower and some from other locations in the county. In Ithaca, I'm Matt Richmond for the Innovation Trail.